Bear in mind that God has told Abraham not to be afraid, that he should leave his country and go somewhere else. And in Hebrews, we have been told that faith is what led Abraham to where he went. Let's hear also what Jesus told his disciples. Our next reading is from Luke chapter 12, verses 32 to 40.
Luke 12, verses 42 to 40. Which is in heaven. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell all your belongings and give the money to the poor. Provide for yourselves purses that don't wear out, and save the riches in heaven, where they will never decrease, because no thief can get to them, and no moth can destroy them. For your heart will always be where your riches are. Watch for servants. Be ready for whatever comes, dress for action, and with your lamps lit, like servants who are waiting for their master to come back from a wedding feast. When he comes and knocks, they will open the door for him at once. How happy are your servants whose master finds them awake and ready when he returns. I tell you, he take off his coat, having sit down and be wait on them. How happy you are if you find them ready, even if you should come at midnight or even later. And you can be sure that if the owner of a house knew the time when a thief would come, he would not let the thief break into his house. And you too must be ready, but the Son of Man will come at an hour when you are not expecting him. Thanks be to God.
Are we ready? Abraham was asked by God to leave his own country and his family, his kindred, and then go to a land where he has been promised. Abraham just did that. He might have done it in faith. Otherwise, what on earth will push him to go from where he was comfortable to somewhere he wasn't? He has been promised that his descendants will be as many as the stars. But soon, Abraham began to have doubts, because if somebody tells you, we are going to have 4 grandchildren, and you haven't got a child, surely you might look at the person and say, you must be mad. That's exactly what is happening to Abraham. By then, Abraham was childless. He was old. So he began to have doubts. So he put God to the test. He actually named his servant to be his heir. And then he had a vision where God affirmed his promise that he will have a son. And his descendants will be as many as the stars in heaven. In other words, countless. Still, he must have got some faith because he was old. And we all know that when we are old, our chances of bearing children decreases rapidly. But God told him, do not be afraid. That same phrase was used by Jesus when he was talking to his disciples. He said, do not be afraid. In that case, the phrase, do not be afraid, is uttered because there is a need for reassurance. If you have a children who don't want to go into the dark because they don't know what is there, you tell them, don't be afraid. There's nothing there. Oh, there's a spider. No, there's nothing there. Look, I'm going there. I'm going ahead of you. It's an assurance. Do not be afraid. Immediately you say that, the child puts his or her trust in you. The same thing Abraham did. He put his trust in God. And we all know what happened. That he had a child. Now, Jesus' disciples are being told to give away their earthly possessions and trust in heavenly treasure. Abraham was told, leave where you are with everything, everybody, go into the desert. Are we like the disciples? Are we like Abraham? They were told to stay alert despite the delay in Jesus' second coming. Remember, Jesus told his disciples that he will come again. And at that time, they thought, oh, just about 2-3 years' time, he will return. After Jesus has died, and for some time, Luke was actually trying to recount of the things Jesus said. The truth about life journey is that we cannot see around the corner to know exactly what is coming. Are we ready? The motto of the Christian is be dressed for action and have our lamps lit. What does dress for action mean to you and me? Are we ready to go anywhere at any time in obedience to God's call? Will we be fit in body, mind, and soul, and thus be fully equipped for any situation? We are told to be ready and alert. But there is a complication. Although we may know what we are ready for, we don't know when. This element of surprise and uncertainty makes the how also difficult. Remaining in a state of full alert, ready to go at any time, any moment, is difficult. Don't you find it difficult? When somebody tells, can you come and help me? When? Oh, in 2 hours' time. Oh, you should have told me a week ago. It would have been possible. Now, I've got to pick my child from evening classes. Don't we say it all the time? Now, if we are ready, we can cope with such a demand. So how do we do it? One man's trash is another man's treasure. Whether it is gold coins in the garden or a faithful old teddy bear, the value we place on it affects our lives and may eventually block our view of God's kingdom. Security can be inextricably linked. Security and possession can be linked. Being in possession of certain goods can indicate our position in society. Yet, possessions divide us into haves and have-nots. We are continually the targets of marketing attempts to sell to us and told us that if we acquire more, our lives will be enhanced more, secure more, and so forth and so forth. How then do we understand the instruction to sell our possessions? That is what we are told to do. When we talk about being ready, what do we mean? Being ready is to ready to do things, for example, serving your neighbor, serving in the community, go the extra mile, do things which you normally wouldn't do, give few excuses. Even if it affects you, don't let your neighbor know that, it's impossible. Because if you had told me, there's nothing worse than telling your neighbor, if I had known this, a month ago, it would have been possible. A month ago, he or she didn't know that he will need that help. The time when she needed the help was now. That is when she knew she needed the help. Not a week ago. If we continue to be ready, then we build the reign of the kingdom. We build it around us. Then there's another question. What would a community that is ready look like? Are we willing to change? One of being ready is our ability to change if we see that our status quo is not in our interest. Are we willing to change? I find it very difficult to change. And I always quote, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Yes. But then you can. There was an old abbot whose monastery is, how shall I call it, fell on old times, hard times. They haven't got money and no more, they don't get any new entrants. Everybody in the village thought, well, that's the end of the monastery. Until one day, the abbot went and asked the advice of the neighboring rabbi. When the abbot returned, the monks asked him, what did he say? What? Do we have to go onto the roadside and bring them in? The abbot said, no. He said, there was a messiah among you. There is a messiah among you. Everybody was looking at themselves and asking themselves, who is the messiah? Is he the one? Is he this one? Is he that one? Is it me? There is a messiah among you. And because of that, they started treating themselves nicely and everything than they used to be. There was change. And because of that remarkable change, the community started visiting the monastery again. And because of that, more people offered themselves to be monks. Jesus didn't come to stand in front of them, dressed in white, and say, here I am. But they were told, there was Jesus among you. No man can tell the day or the hour when eternity will invade time and summons will come. How then would we like God to find us? If God comes here now, how would we like Him to find us? Ready? Prepared? Is our work completed? Life, for some of us, or for most of us, is always, I've got loose ends. There are things to be done. Things have done. Or things we have put off to do. There are others we haven't even attempted. We haven't even programmed. Christ is telling us that we should be ready. We should be prepared. So that we can always be on the go. No man should even leave undone a task he ought to have finished. lest God finds him not at peace with his fellow man. And most of all, not at peace with himself. We are ready.